Craig Hill. I'm president of the Iowa Farm Bureau Federation, a farmer from Warren County.
Craig, how do you go about sorting through what we know and what we don't know regarding the trade dispute between the U.S. and China, and news this past weekend that during the G20 summit, Presidents Trump and Xi have come to some sort of an agreement to cease the tariff dispute?
Well, there's a lack of predictability in trade. And, you know, it's our goal to restore trust around the world. We have much of the world all in a state of flux over trade. And whether it be Japan or China or the North American Free Trade Agreement that's been reformed now to USMCA, all of these trade agreements need to come together and settle down and everybody restore to trusting one another and trading efficiently with a free flow of goods as we would desire. And so we want to work toward that end. In the in-between times, a lot of disruptions, and the market's going to have to anticipate. Our grain producers, you know, have a lot of unsold crop, and how they market that. Do they believe that China is going to step into the market and buy 100 million metric tons soon, or 100 million bushels, or is it going to fade away and that market leave us, like some speculate?
In following the tactics of China through the years, Craig, that they're shrewd business people. And when you think about an announcement like this, and now we have this 90-day period where we're all in this wait-and-see mode, you make a really good point about the unpredictability. And China is not going to play their hand too soon, and they're not going to do something that's going to hurt themselves economically, you would think.
Yeah, it's counterintuitive to think that they would allow themselves to be in a position that they had to buy into our U.S. soybean market after prices escalated a dollar or two. So, you know, when they come into the market and how they come into the market is a big question. How these arrangements are made, and much of this negotiation comes behind a closed door, and so we don't really know until after the fact what's happened.
Looking at how the Trump administration has moved the needle on trade, the renegotiation of NAFTA, the situation with China, we've seen progress now. Are you pleased with how the administration has advanced trade policies with other countries? Are you frustrated? Where do you stand right now, and where does Farm Bureau stand?
Well, we're very pleased to see the reform has transpired. So now we have a new USMCA proposition that Congress is going to have to consider. Now, with the change in Congress, we had the House flipped to Democratic, and so there will be some contentions there. We think the reliability of getting this advanced in Congress may be shortened a little bit because of that change. But we need to get this done soon so everybody in North America knows the rules of the game and can exchange goods as we have under NAFTA. It's improved. There's some modifications that have advanced our opportunities, but we need to get this approved by Congress and need to get it done right away.
Do you think we'll see Congress approve the 2018 Farm Bill in short order?
Well, there's been a number of deadlines, and of course, September 30 was the expiration of our current Farm Bill, and until December 31, we have some money still in USDA to implement the programs of the Farm Bill. But after that, after January 1, then those monies are no longer available, and so something will need to be done, and whether it's a continuing resolution, whether it's an extension of the Farm Bill, or whether they can get this Farm Bill completed, the conferees have met, they've done their work, and they've handed this off to OMB. OMB's got to assess and score the value and the price of this Farm Bill and deliver that back to Congress for their consideration. It takes time, and anything can interrupt this, and so we're hopeful. But again, it's unpredictable, just as our trade environment is unpredictable.
With the passing of President George H.W. Bush this past week, as you reflect on his 4 years as president and how his administration handled issues important to agriculture, what sticks out in your mind, Craig?
What a wonderful man. You know, the Bush family and all of the experience that we've had with that family and the trust that we've had with the family, It's just a difficult loss for us all. We need that congeniality, that amicability that comes sometimes in politics, and was with George Herbert Walker Bush. And we sometimes wish we had that back. But it's a time to celebrate his life and his legacy and the service that he provided America. the inspiration he provided America. So it's a time to reflect.
And I know that there was a lot of focus on foreign policy during his term. And, you know, I was 10 years old in 1990, so I don't have a real good recollection. But I think about, like, what my dad struggled with in the 80s as a farmer. In that transitional period from the late 80s into the early 90s when he was president, that had to be a significant moment in time for U.S. agriculture.
It was. And, you know, Mark, you're bringing up a good point as we think back to George W. Bush was also the ambassador to China. And you think of our previous governor, Terry E. Branstad, now being the ambassador to China. That connection with China and that international relationship paid dividends then, and hopefully will pay dividends now with Terry Branstad as our ambassador. But all that experience, you know, accrues to a great story, a history, and as you mentioned, it's a good time to look back.
And finally, Craig, celebrating a very significant milestone here for Iowa Farm Bureau this year. Congratulations on a century, and exciting to think about what the next century might hold.
You know, not everyone knows we have 156,851 families that belong to the Iowa Farm Bureau, and we are a century strong. We've been providing service to members now for 100 years. We're organized in every county of the state. Our power comes from the grassroots. We have a broad and diverse membership. We promote agricultural unity. And so our policy development efforts and bringing ideas forward and developing policy and then implementing and executing upon that is something we do very, very well because everyone's engaged. Farmers are stepping up, leaders are stepping up, ag supporters are stepping up, and that's the way we work in Farm Bureau, and it is a century strong. And so we're celebrating that here, Mark, and a lot of recognitions will be made, but we're looking forward to the next 100 years as well, and so a lot of planning for the future is going to take place here today, tomorrow.
Congratulations, and thank you for your time, Craig.
Yep, thank you, Mark.